Definitely. Except, Nina rolled her eyes. Except what? Come on, then. The usual. You lower your right hand when you're jabbing from the left. You're inviting a counterhook, in my opinion. Nina snorted mockingly. So you're Rocky Balboa now. She turned back on him, went over to the boxing ring and slid in between the ropes. Then she stood in the centre of the ring and looked at him challengingly. I'm open to lessons, if you're brave enough. Martin hesitated. If anyone found him in the ring with an inmate, he'd be fired and thrown out on the spot. But then again, Nina was irresistible. So feminine with her long blonde hair gathered in a tight ponytail, long neck, and body like an athletic star. She had been imprisoned with her much younger protege, Gabriella, for 16 months. After 2 months, where they'd only exchanged innocent remarks, an unexpected and very unwelcome chemistry had arisen between them, and they had used every opportunity for breathless, stolen, and intense forbidden trysts, usually of a sexual nature, or to fight. He looked over his shoulder. This is stupid, Nina. What if someone comes in? The shit would really hit the fan then. Don't you have keys to the door? Yeah, but... The ceiling light gleamed in the sweat on her shoulders. The thin white top clung to her body, highlighting her nipples. She shrugged. So, all talk, Martin. Typical. She walked towards the corner of the ring. With a hot-tempered motion, he pulled off his shirt and looked around for a pair of gloves and a leather helmet. Fuck you, he muttered. Remember your mouth guard, she smiled. He was already angry when he ducked in between the ropes and tightened his boxing gloves with his teeth. Nina hid a smile. Martin was hard to embarrass. His parents had nurtured him with natural confidence. He was fundamentally decent, unambitious in a conventional sense, never assertive or unstable. There was nothing he wanted more than to play guitar and tinker with his motorcycles. He was completely different from the men she had been so tragically...